We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we are back. Marks and Reese. I am John. He is Ike. Your chance to win $1,000 is right now. Text the following word, BEAT. The 72881. Text the word BEAT, B-E-A-T, to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com, BEAT, to 72881. Good luck. Next chance to win coming up at 4 o'clock today, every day with Marks and Reese at 3 and 4 o'clock. So, Ike, what date is it? It is the 22nd.
January 22nd.
And we still do not know who the Eagles' offensive coordinator is. We don't even really know who the candidates are anymore.
DB coach, defensive line coach.
What is going on, right? Why, do they have a wide receiver coach?
They don't have a wide receiver coach. No.
Well, I mean, so we're trying to fill in the blanks here. Mm-hmm. And we go to our ace to try to figure out what's going on down there at NovaCare, D. Gunn from NBC Sports Philadelphia. What's up, Derek?
Hey, man, how you guys doing? First thing I want to know is how do I get on to this $1,000, man? I need some money.
Text the word BEAT to 72881. That's all you got to do. And then if you're the randomly selected nationwide entry, you could win $1,000, Derek.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. All right, I just want to make sure I have an opportunity.
You're eligible.
You're
not an employee of Entercom or WIP, so
it's true.
Can get it.
Technically, you are eligible, yes.
And we could all use $1,000. So, Derek, what is your feel with what's going on right now? I think that you can look at it two ways. You can look at it that the Eagles are doing their due diligence and they're waiting to get their guy, or they're trying to figure it out on the fly and maybe some guys that they thought they could get weren't interested in the job. But what's your feel for the situation?
I think it's a little bit of all of the above. I think they're still trying to figure it out. I mean, when you look at their offensive coordinator situation, it's not really an enviable job. Doug Peterson calls the plays. Deuce and Jeff Stoutland call the run game. So what's left really for an OC to do with this organization? I mean, I don't have to tell you guys, if you have an opportunity to be an offensive coordinator in the National Football League, you want to be able to be an orchestrator, a mover and shaker of the pieces on the field. Because if you're successful, the gradual progression is to become a head coach. Or if you're a head coach and you get bumped, you have to go back down to an offensive coordinator. You hope you have success and you get another shot at being a head coach. But when you look at this situation compared to other situations around the National Football League, you're not calling the plays here. So basically, you're kind of like, I hate to say this, like a Mike Groh. You're filling a gap in terms of helping, but you don't have much responsibility. You look at some of the names that they were talking about. They were very interested in Joe Brady from LSU. They were going to go down and pursue Joe Brady. But then all of a sudden, Tepper in Carolina steps in, offers well over $1 million more than what the Eagles are offering, okay? A couple of other people, they were interested in Graham Harrell. Graham Harrell comes here. All of a sudden, USC steps in, offers him more money to stay out there. Supposedly, from what I've heard, his family has a beautiful home near the USC campus. His wife doesn't want to leave. And, of course, he's also promised other, you know, progressions in terms of structure if there's ever changes down the road. So he doesn't want to leave that situation. Well, anybody else, even Jay Gruden. Jay Gruden takes a job in Jacksonville. Jay Gruden's going down there. He's calling the plays and his offense. Anybody else who's gotten a job is going to call the plays. So it makes it that much more difficult for a guy that they may want to come in here. And when you look at some of the young college names out there, these college coaches are getting paid as much, if not more, than pro coaches now.
To stay in college, so, you're right, yeah.
Yeah. So what's the hook now? If you're coming here just to help out but to not have a definitive role, why would you come here?
When you look at this, when you look at the coaching staff as it sits right now, and I know they still have time to hire guys, but there are still several positions that need to be filled on both sides of the football. I look at the defensive side, D-Gun, the D-line, and the DB position. is still vacated right now. Now, I know you shot down my D-line coaching candidate the other day. By the way, don't do that anymore unless you're going to come up with
something.
You
got to send it,
now,
didn't
you?
You
got to send it. Well, hold on. No. you just left me wondering, like, okay, well, if you're going to shoot down my candidate and you tell me that he's not the guy, then maybe you have a guy in mind because you so definitively said it wouldn't be Brenson Buckner. So I'm assuming you have an idea of who may be the new D-line coach. What about the DB coach?
It's still a search. I believe at least a couple of those positions may be filled from candidates from the two teams that are still remaining in the National Football League right now for the Super Bowl. They may have to look at the college ranks. I mean, I think they're just covering all their bases. And to be honest with you, Ike, various names that I thought about and I found out that they weren't candidates, and I'm thinking, my goodness, there's not much left because most of the big names and the well, you know, traveled names are already gobbled up by other teams. So I don't know exactly what they're doing or what they're thinking right now. I covered Brenson Buckner when I covered the Pittsburgh Steelers for 10 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, he went on to make a name for himself as a D-line coach. And I thought he would be a great candidate, but there was no interest there. So I don't know what direction they're going in right now. To be honest with you, in a lot of ways, I'm as perplexed as you guys are in terms of what they're thinking, what they're going to do eventually. And go back to the OC coach for just a minute. If you're still wondering who an OC coach should be, why not just give it to Deuce? I mean, he calls your run game as it is. Mm-hmm. Why not just give him that position? I mean, he's already been there. He's well respected. Everybody in the organization respects him. So why continue to him and Haw and not just give it to him?
Why do you think they don't?
Yeah, why haven't they? Yeah, why haven't they given it to him?
I have no idea. I mean, I think it goes back to the words due diligence. They're just looking at every and any possibility out there, covering all their tracks, so on and so forth. And whatever that may be, I'm as much in the dark about a lot of this stuff as you guys are. But, you know, I'm sorry to say, Ike, that I do know a few things. And one of the things that I do is that your candidate was not a candidate.
Listen, between me and you, nobody else listening, it's just you and I talking.
Yeah, right, okay.
All I'm saying is, D-Gun, is hit your boy up on my phone, not on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, you almost caused a war between you and I on Twitter, and you know we can't be having that on Martin Luther King's weekend, but you almost caused that, though. You almost caused that this weekend.
Here's the thing about social media.
You got my cell number. Text me.
Look, I don't play by the social media rules. And you know, all these people out there that what tell us then? I'm not telling you anything.
Yeah.
What can I tell you?
Yeah, I mean, Derek, I got to be honest with you. The show in general has an issue with your Twitter behavior. On the trade deadline,
okay.
What did you tweet out 5
right.
minutes before
that's
the
right.
trade
now,
deadline?
That was an honest accident. You want to bring that up? Now, wait a minute. That was an honest accident when one of my coworkers, Dan Roach, made a comment about something that I said. He was talking about rap music, and I said, stand by, but I messed it up. I said, stand by because I'm about to release some fire. And I didn't put in music fire. And 2 minutes later, my producer for Quick Slants, Mike Mulhern, says, hey, D-Gun, your Twitter is blowing up. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I looked on it. Oh, my God.
We went to the breaking news sounder. The D-Gun's got fire that's coming out.
but unlike a lot of people who run and hide, D-Gun got right back on Twitter.
He did.
I was going to take heat, and I apologize for making that mistake.
He did.
But did I say something? Did I come at you?
Yeah.
I didn't come at you on
know.
Twitter.
I had like 2,500 comments. I didn't look at all of them.
All right. So look, Derek, let me ask you this. Do you believe the micro when he was fired? Do you believe at the press conference where Doug gave the firm, yes, they'll be back, do you believe at that point he thought it was still up in the air? And then afterwards, it became clear that he wasn't. Because I'm just trying to figure out how we've gotten to where we are right now. Did they not have a plan? Was it, let's get rid of Mike Rowe and we'll figure it out later? Did they have a guy that was targeted? Did Doug really not go? Because, I mean, frankly, I look at the Eagles organization, Derek, and I think they made a mistake having Doug come out and speak with Howie on Wednesday rather than Doug speaking after the game and that's it. Because now he's got to answer questions about the GM, or excuse me, about his coaches, to where Howie's good at saying what he wants to say. Doug isn't necessarily great at fibbing. So, I mean, what do you think the plan was here, if any?
I think, and I don't know this for a fact, but the way it came out, I think that the meetings of the minds should have met behind closed doors before that press conference and gone over every scenario that they could have been asked at the podium, and they should have come to an agreement on this is how we're going to answer. Anytime that a coach is not sure of what's going to happen, take a prime example. Mike LaFleur today was asked about Mike Pettine. Well, what was his answer? We're going to evaluate everything. Well, that's not a vote of confidence for Mike Pettine, is it? All right? After that debacle Green Bay put up against San Francisco on defense. Okay, so that's what Doug should have said. You know, we're evaluating everything right now, because then he was kind of left with egg on his face once it's announced a day or two later that all of a sudden Mike Groh's no longer. So I don't think they did a well enough job in terms of sitting behind closed doors and going over strategy in terms of what they would answer and what they would deflect until further notice.
Press Taylor, I mean, is that a fallback position right now? We mentioned Deuce before. Would you be surprised if after interviewing everybody, Press Taylor becomes the guy?
I wouldn't be surprised at anything right now, because every candidate I can think of is not a candidate. So yeah. I wouldn't be surprised at anything right now, to be honest with you. And again, I go back to what I initially said. When you look at what this position entails and what the job description is, I don't think you're going to get a big name. Now, I know Jim Caldwell's name is out there, and I just read where he wants to get back into coaching, although he didn't coach for a year down in Miami, so he's not going back to Miami, but he still wants to coach. I mean, what degree? To what degree? Does he want to be a consultant for somebody? Does he want to get in here and roll up his sleeves on a daily basis, especially if he was coming off of health issues and want to be an everyday coach? He's a big name out there. He's well-respected in terms of offensive football, but you don't know exactly what his mindset is right now. And outside of Caldwell, I mean, what's out there left? If you can't lure these top college guys because they're making as much money as pro coaches, you can't who you want to get from the pro ranks, because the job description is not the equivalent of what the job description is in other NFL markets. What are you left with?
Yep. D-Gun, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, looks like we'll be waiting longer. Yeah. They're at the Senior Bowl.
We're still family, right?
Oh, yeah. We're still family, right? Listen, we're just like family. We just don't always get along, and that's how family is, right?
So you're not mad at me? I saw your comment on Twitter. He said, well, then don't say anything.
Exactly.
I am still mad.
And I thought this session right here would help us sort of move past this weekend, and it really has not helped me move. It hasn't helped me get over your little tweet at me this weekend. So, no, we aren't on good terms, but we are still family.
You know what? And I'm fine with that.
Hey, thanks, D-Gun.
Hey, listen.
Because right now,
listen,
I got you right where I want you.
AB. D-Gun, I'm closer to you right now than BG typically is at the end of games. You know, I'm not gonna do the BG role at you coming out of the stadium and into the locker room.
You're right.
You know?
But you know what? BG's keeping me on the map right now. You got to step up your game.
Oh, good point. All right, Derek. Appreciate it, man.
All right, brother.
All right. You guys have a great day, man.
Thank you. Sir. Derek Guncomb, our NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Does he have the best laugh?
He had a great laugh, and it was clean, too. Did you get it?
He had
a good, clean laugh. I looked up at you. It was good. I love Derek. He does a great job. And he also doesn't have any idea what the Eagles are doing like the rest of us. Right? Ruben Frank during the break that came in here was like, you know what? Like, they're tight-lipped. No one really knows what's going on. They're doing a good job of not telling anybody anything. That's for sure.
I guess. If that's the objective here.
Then
I let us know.
When they let information out, that's clearly an objective. Like, a lot of times when information is put out there, it's for a reason. Mm-hmm. Well, I would have to think they're being tight-lipped for a reason. I don't know why, but 888-729-9494. Coming up, it was announced earlier today we're doing something next Thursday that
I'm excited over.
I'm shocked. I'm halfway appalled, and somehow I am now aligned with Angelo Cataldi.
There you go.
We're on an island together. We'll discuss on the other side. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, if you're looking for your next vehicle but you don't want to pay a big price tag, well, my friends at Elite Acura have you covered. Stop in and walk their entire lot, complete with certified pre-owned Acuras that will fit your needs and your budget. Now, many of Elite's certified pre-owned Acuras had only one owner and also have low mileage. Plus, all their vehicles must pass a comprehensive 182-point inspection. Their factory-trained technicians inspect everything inside and out, so you'll always get a vehicle that upholds accurate standards. Now it's time for me to choose the Elite Athlete of the Week. And man, oh man, it's going to be some fans out there that are excited about this Elite Athlete of the Week. How about this, Johnny Marks? Ben Simmons,
aww,
the Elite Athlete of the Week. Man, 34, 12, and 12 the other night. In his last five games, he scored over 20-plus points. Man, numbers go on and on and on and on and on. Ben Simmons, the Elite Athlete of the Week. Got to get that in there because don't know how many more times I'll get the chance to say that. Now experience the difference an exceptionally priced brand new Acura can make from Elite Acura, home of the Elite Advantage, located on Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Just look for the giant billboard. You can't miss it. Shop their certified pre-owned and entire inventory online at EliteAcura.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.